Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We go right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of things to start with. I'll tell you where I'm going to start. Fox News was the sponsor of the CPAC conference in Dallas this last weekend. They supported it. They supported what went on, and they provided swag, lanyards to hang your credentials around your neck, other kinds of swag, and they were feeling quite pleased about it. Except that the people at CPAC, believe it or not, don't like Fox News. They don't think they're extreme enough. The people at CPAC denounced them, and a couple of them gave interviews and said they felt, quote, betrayed, end quote, by Fox's sponsorship and Fox's swag. And one of the reasons is that Fox, probably to avoid libel suits going forward, remember they used to have people on interviewing them who would say that the Dominion voting machines were crooked, were corrupt, and this was false. Dominion voting machines are not crooked, not corrupt, they're state of the art. Dominion does most of its sales outside the United States. Most of its sales in Europe and elsewhere. But to have high-ranking Republicans denouncing them in this country hurt them, and they sued Fox, sued Trump, Giuliani, and the rest of them for billions of dollars for trying to destroy their business. And so Fox News, during the CPAC conference, would run disclaimers, especially when Trump was speaking. Trump gave the keynote address on Sunday. And Trump would get up and say something, for instance, the election on November 3rd was crooked. I really won. And then there'd be some kind of a chyron that would say, well, experts say there was no widespread fraud and the election was certified and Joe Biden is the winner. You know, it's one of these things where he's getting up and they basically say, the guy's nuttier than a fruitcake. The guy's lying. They didn't say it quite that way. But they gave factual disclaimers. Why'd they do that? They gave factual disclaimers because they do not want to be sued again. If you're sued for billions of dollars, you're going to pay a lot of money in attorney's fees to get you out of it or settle it. A lot of money. All these First Amendment lawyers in New York and Washington charge very high rates. They're going to pay millions, tens of millions in fees. And you say, how's that possible? Some of these people charge thousands of dollars an hour. And they seem to work 24/7 and they have associates who are working all the time. And to Fox News, it's worth it. They can wiggle out of something very stupid where they let these people have a forum to lie about Dominion voting machines. It's one thing, if you're a public figure in this country, it's hard to sue you for libel. Under the New York Times versus Sullivan case in the 1960s, Supreme Court put in a rule that still is in effect that says if you're a public figure, and elected people are public figures, so a lot of business people and celebrities and others, basically you have access to the press yourself to counter a lie, and you can't sue somebody, even if they lie about you, unless you can prove they did it on purpose, that they had no good faith basis at all for thinking it in the first place. And that's called malice. In other words, that they did it with malice. And by the way, and we said this in a prior show, Gorsuch and Thomas on the Supreme Court have both said they want to repeal New York Times versus Sullivan and let everybody, every public official, every Republican sue whoever they want to shut them down. That's a blow to democracy. You can't have that. You cannot have that. But in any event, Fox News let people on, and they weren't going after say Biden, yeah, they lied about Biden a lot. Biden didn't sue. Biden can't sue because he's the public figure. He's the president. But Dominion voting machines can sue. Any private business that you lie about can sue. And that's what they did. So Fox News now is very cautious. And what they do is they put on one of these nut jobs. In this case, they sponsored the CPAC conference. They sponsored it. And the chief nut job, which is Trump, gave the keynote address on Sunday and lied. So they're desperately afraid that what if he slips in something like, and we got to put Dominion voting executives in jail or something stupid like that. They're desperately afraid they're going to get sued again. So even though they sponsored it, they ran disclaimers. And, you know, when you give a speech, it kind of takes a little air out of the balloon. If the one network that's actually airing your speech live, whereas the others might report what you said and might or might not even show a clip of it, they're finally getting the idea that they should deny Trump oxygen. The reason he won in 2016 is he dominated the airwaves. Even though they thought he was a freak, they keep showing him. He got billions of free TV time. Well, they're not doing that now. Well, Fox is. So Fox is passive aggressive. They sponsor the thing. They put swag out, lanyards, whatever, their logo all over the place. And then they undercut him and they run these chyrons, these disclaimers. Chyron simply means when you're looking at a TV screen, instead of somebody saying something, the words are superimposed or printed out and you can read it. That's all it is. As a result, the people there turned on their own sponsor. They turned on their own sponsor. And they turned on him even before they ran disclaimers on Trump's speech on Sunday, right from the get-go. They said, they're no good. They're rhinos. Fox are rhinos. Fox isn't supposed to be with either party, by the way. But the way TV is now, and I got to admit, MSNBC is a Democratic station. Fox is a Republican station. CNN is neither, but it's accused of being a Democratic station because it isn't bat feathers crazy about stuff. And the truth is that Fox is not extreme enough for the Trump base. They like OAN. They like people who will just, they would love Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood, the two Kraken right-wing nutty lawyers who we're going to talk about later in the show as they're about to be sanctioned in Michigan by the judge for lying in affidavits and in public statements in the court. But that's what they want. They want somebody gets up there, a zombie, and the CPAC crowd, something like, Trump has 98% favorability with CPAC, 98%. 70% in a poll want him as their nominee in 2024. Doesn't matter to them if he's indicted in New York. He could be in an orange jumpsuit. He could be brought in front of the cameras for the presidential debate in handcuffs. They do not care. 70%. The other 21% of the rest, DeSantis. That's 91%. Here is the astonishing thing about that poll at CPAC. Not only is Fox News seen as rhinos, that means Republican in name only. That's a pejorative. That's a nasty thing that they like to say. But who are the others? If Trump got 70, DeSantis 21, who are the 9%? This is incredible. Tucker Carlson got 1%. Don Trump Jr. got about 4%. People like Cruz got 1%. And you want to know something really pathetic? Mike Pence was on the ballot. He got 0%. He didn't get a single vote. Tucker Carlson got more votes than Mike Pence, who is the vice president of the United States, because they wanted to hang him. Remember, broke in, hang Mike Pence, put up a gallows. Mike Pence is running again. He's going to have a hard time. I don't know what it takes to get through his skull. But when you're running in a party where a huge part of the base was shouting, hang you, how do you get in front of them? And what do you say? You shouldn't have threatened to hang me, but let's bygones be bygones. Well, no. Why did you want to hang me? Because I simply said the obvious. I had a ceremonial role. I can't get up there and say, I overrule the election. So I appoint myself vice president again. I appoint Trump as president too bad, so sad. I mean, you'd have to be insane to think that he could do that, would even try to do it. Supreme Court overturned it that afternoon. And they, for saying that, they want to hang him. And he's running again. How do you get up in front of that base? You're not getting up in front of that base. Most of these other people are running. People like Hawley and Cotton, and Rubio throws his name around and all that. They're running because they want to be on the vice presidential ticket. They want to be the VP nominee and lie in the weeds, get a little exposure, and then run sometime in the future for president. Some of them are so lowlife. Pompeo, Crooked Mike Pompeo, he has his name in there because he just wants a job. He knows he's not going to be on the ticket. He just wants a job, maybe Secretary of State, maybe something else, who knows. This was a sick conference. CPAC was a sick, sick conference. But the amazing thing about it is that its sponsor was denounced for being rhinos, and they ran corrective statements in print on the screen when Trump was lying in his speech. That is a pathetic conference. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Long tongue liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.